Joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Caitlin Weimer, following BU's 66-63 senior day win over Holy Cross. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the win.
I mean, just resiliency, you know, the team, that effort, the whole second half, you know, to win that whole half and that fourth quarter defensively to hold them to 8 was just so huge. And, you know, to go through the adversity that we went through, you know, with Kelsey going down, we had foul out, you know, that kind of thing. We're down with numbers right now. So to be able to come back and fight with that slow of a start that we had, I'm just so, so proud. And to do it on senior night for our seniors who've committed so much to the program, I'm really happy to get this win for them, especially.
We'll open up to questions from the media. Just introduce yourself, your publication, who you're addressing your question to.
Henry Din Price, WTBU Sports. Caitlin, it seems like you always have big games, but this was especially big, especially they kept, you know, doubling, triple teaming you. How did you kind of fight through that and still get, you know, points?
I think one of the big things that we worked on is just finding the advantage. So, like, I feel like I've improved since the end of the season, just realizing when the double is there and also passing out to my teammates and then recognizing when I'm, like, only have one person or have a move to make. They were also just, like, trying my best to read the defense. They were playing a certain way, so I tried to, like, make moves the other way. But, yeah, just I think finding the highest percentage shot is what I try to do.
Coach, I'm Eva Smith from Daily Free Press. It seemed like every time you guys would make a shot, you seemed to be coming back, like Holy Cross would make another one. And it seemed like it almost, like, maybe cut the lead to 6, and then you couldn't. How do you think you pushed through that and, like,
Yeah. Those are typically how these games go with them. It's such an emotional game. It's such a big rivalry, such a big history with them. So it typically is that. They typically come in and shoot an insane percentage. You know, it typically starts off slow and on one of the teams, and then there's runs back and forth, and there's a big deficit, and it gets closed. So, you know, I think we talk a lot, and we talked a lot in the huddle and at halftime about staying composed, and that's our theme for the week is composure. So we talked a lot about staying composed and staying positive and those sorts of things, and that's something we've been working on. We've repped so much in practice the way they guard us because they have such a great game plan. So I think we just, you know, continue to try to lock into that. And then we talked about in the fourth quarter to lock down defensively, and we talked about taking it one possession at a time because we had that deficit to try to get a stop, score stop, and get that in succession. So, you know, that was just our focus. I think it was just a refocus piece and, you know, a will to win, you know.
Coach, you know, early in the game, Holy Cross was scoring kind of at will. They had a point where they had 9 of their last 10 shots, but down the stretch, they couldn't get anything for that last 4:45. What changed, and what were you guys able to do to mix things up?
Yeah, you know, again, I think this game, people play on emotions, and, you know, they typically are shooting like 39% from the field. So to shoot that high at halftime, I think they're at like 59. You know, we talk a lot to them about trusting the process and understanding that the percentages will play out. And I think that happened a little bit in the second half. I thought we locked in, especially on 13. We really limited her in the second half. I know she was out with some foul trouble, but I thought, you know, we talked about face guarding her and taking her out, and I thought we did a good job of locking in on that. And trying to contest off ball screens, things like that. So I think it was like a lock in piece, and then kind of the percentages playing out a little bit too.
Caitlin, how do you feel about your performance on senior day and your, like, team's performance in general? Like, pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, this was just such a great win. Like, our team faced a lot of adversity today with Kelsey going down, who helps us a lot, and also AG fouling out. So I'm, like, really proud of my teammates for just stepping up. I think everybody, like, knew what was at hand. All the underclassmen, you could tell that they really played their heart out, especially on the senior night. So just to win on a day like this is just, it's just amazing. And, like, I think everyone stepped up and played so well, so I'm just so happy with everything right now.
Caitlin, can you walk me through that final bucket to take the lead? I noticed mm-hmm. you caught it. You kind of went up quickly to make mm-hmm. sure they didn't bring the double before
yeah.
you could put it up.
Yeah, so, I mean, we ran the play. They obviously are very good at defense, so just, like, kind of trying our best to find the open shot. Once I realized that our play kind of broke down, I just went to go into the post to try my best to get, good position. And then once I got the ball... I've heard, but whoever passed it to me, they passed it to whatever hand I was, and I just kind of spun and just shot it up and, like, did everything I can to just get the shot up and, like, not try to, like, flop or, like, just try my best to, like, go up with the contact because I knew it was going to be physical. And, yeah, it was, I, like, a little bit is, like, blacked out after, like, just doing that. Like, I kind of blacked out after, but, yeah, I just tried to post up to get an easy shot, so.
Take one more question.
Coach, what are you going to miss about your seniors?
Oh, gosh, there's so many things. They've just, I think watching the growth would be the biggest thing. Those three have grown so much. I've only had them for 3 years. You know, Soph and Kelsey, I didn't have freshman year. But just to see the growth of them throughout their time at BU as a human being, as a player, as a student, you know, they have really focused in on all those pieces and become such amazingly wonderful young women and well-rounded. You know, they excel in the classroom. They've done so much on the floor for us. They're part of a team that's been the best team in the last 10 years. You know, and even their leadership pieces have been so huge this year so far. We lost a lot of leadership last year and they really stepped up. So, you know, there's so many things I could speak about, but I really have loved just seeing the growth of them, you know, all together in their past few years here.
Yeah.